is the Fade 5 Podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Waste your bets, you jackwagons! Brad the Big Noise Evans here, joined by the good stuff! Daniel Lundy is indeed a hashtag tequila Thursday edition of the Fade 5 Podcast. Lundy's god-awful Denver Broncos are in action tonight. Take it on the Kansas City Chiefs. Heavy underdogs in this matchup. We're going to have all kinds of picks, and that's where Lundy may even work in some Major League Baseball, some NHL selections. You know he loves to drop the puck and make some bucks. I will abstain because, again, I cannot pronounce any of the players' names in the National Hockey League. But let's hop aboard the honk, honk. Yes, and I definitely would. Plus Buzz, our favorite wager, plus 100 odds or greater, available at the array of sports books. Lundy, you got tickets in hand. What do you like tonight?
Well, Brad, first of all, the fans of the Fade 5 are going to be disappointed that you and I are not doing this 5 days a week because everybody misses Hockey Hump Day. We all know that. Everybody misses Hockey Hump Day. Brad, there's been 2 days of NHL hockey, and so far I'm 7-2. So let's start off on the ice. My favorite plus odds wager for this evening. I'm calling my shot right now, folks. The San Jose Sharks are going to have the number one pick in the NHL draft next summer. Okay. San Jose stinks. They traded away some pieces. They are in full blown. Let's get young. Let's rebuild. That's the mode that they are in right now. And even some of the talent that is left on that roster isn't going to be playing tonight. So the Vegas Golden Knights, your defending cup champions, will be in San Jose. I am going to lay the puck line with Vegas. So Vegas minus 1.5. Right now you can snag that one at a couple of the books. Caesars is one of them. BetMGM is one of them. That you can get that at plus 105. So not a ton of positive juice on that one. But again, I fully expect the San Jose Sharks to be minnows. I think they are going to be a team we are going to pick on a lot this season when it comes to our sports betting. Take the Golden Knights minus 1.5 at plus 105.
All right. The Vegas Golden Knights are some of the sharpest jerseys in the National Hockey League. I had one in hand when I was in Sin City last week and almost plunked out of some cash. Almost got seduced.
The only reason you didn't was because you were sober, you clown.
I was. Again, one glass of wine, 36 hours in Vegas. What has happened to me? Why am I so old? My plus buzz wager I am rolling on tonight. I could not believe that I grabbed this at plus 110 when it opened at BetMGM. It's still at even money, and I say run. If you pull a hammy, crawl to BetMGM to place this wager. There's Isaiah Pacheco to score an anytime touchdown, and they already have a pre-built parlay under touchdown and win at BetMGM. And of course, I'm going to take Kansas City on the money line. So Pacheco splashes six, and the Chiefs win. It is plus 100 at BetMGM. For those of you that read my work on the X at Noisy Huevos, this is my sledgehammer special. On Thursday Night Football, Pacheco ranks top six in the National Football League in total red zone touches. And you look at the opposition, Denver, a second to last in the league in EPA rush defense. They're giving up 6.13 yards per carry, over 215 total yards per game, and a dozen touchdowns to the running back position. Spruce up that resume, Vance Joseph, because you're about to get shit-canned in short order. Pacheco should be able to solve the way the clock late. This could be a multi-TD kind of game for him. He's seen close to 60% of the opportunity share and has scored three times this season. So to recap, Pacheco, anytime touchdown, a pre-built on this parlay with Kansas City on the money line, even money at BetMGM. As the plus buzz rolls on into the sunset, let's get after it. Bartender, bartender, pour me another edition of the Fade 5.
Number 5.
All right, numero cinco on the countdown today. Let's work in some positivity for once on a Denver Bronco. It's really the real threshold. I think he's going to cross this potentially on a one play payday, and that is Marvin Mims. Give me the over on 17.5 receiving yards. A little bit higher juice there at minus 120 at BetMGM. Yeah, Kansas City They only gave me up 5.96 pass yards per attempt this season. And they're number 20 in total wide receiver yards allowed. But five guys have gone over this, or excuse me, a dozen guys have gone over this number against them. Legarius Sneed is the most likely assignment for Mims in this game. A very respectable 75.3 passer rating, 10.3 yards per catch allowed. But Mims has gone over this in three of his last five games. He is number one in average at the target, number one in yards per route run, and number one in yards per catch, averaging 24.6 per reception. Single play payday. I just need one snag down the field on a streak route. Could happen in garbage time. Could happen early in the game, but I feel it's going to happen at some point. So Marvin Mims, give me the over. 17.5 receiving yards, minus 120 at BetMGM. Landy, fade or follow?
I will fade because, look, Mims is fantastic, okay? But if you trust the Broncos passing game, you had more drinks in Vegas than you're admitting. I'm just being honest with you. He has absolutely zero time in the pocket. Mike McGlinchey should be arrested for grand theft with the amount of money that Denver is paying him to be ranked. And I could be wrong, but I believe he's ranked in the 30s. When it comes to right tackles, according to Pro Football Focus, is one of the worst. And the only advantage is at least it's not Russell's blind side that he's trying to protect. I do not trust them to give him enough time to get rid of the ball. And so the problem I've got with your idea of maybe a one and done is because I think they can only get it to Mims like 4 yards down the field. I'm telling you, folks, I on behalf of the citizens of Denver, Colorado, I wish to apologize to everyone that is going to watch this game tonight. This is going to be but ugly.
Well, I will say this. There are fine dispensaries in the greater Denver metro area. Go up, pick up a bag of gummies. Pop them, and you're going to catch a buzz because Marvin Mims is cashing on the over 17.5 receiving yards.
Number four.
All right, let's speak more negativity about the Denver Broncos, and let's live in the land down under on a guy that I affectionately call Juggernaut Javonte. Going to be the antithesis of that tonight. Give me the under on Javonte Williams, 38.5 rush yards. Heavier juice there, minus 132 available at Caesars Sportsbook. Admittedly, this opened at 38.5. Across the universe of sports books, and I grabbed it at minus 115 at BetMGM when it officially populated about 48 hours ago. But since then, that number has come creeping down. Most books at 35.5 with a standard juice, but Caesars, if you want to pay up on the juice, again, gives a little bit of a cushion there on the 38.5 line. You look at Kansas City. You can beat them in the trenches. They have allowed 4.51 yards per carry and 74 flat rush yards per game of the running back position. Five running backs, in fact, have gone over this number against them already this season, and they're number 29, Lundy, in EPA rush D. So as good as the offense has been, as good as the back end has been, the biggest question mark that's glaring right now is the fact that Kansas City's not exactly bodying up. They're in the trenches. Meanwhile, I look at Juggernaut Javonte surrendering workload to Jaleel McLaughlin right now. And I wish there was a prop out on McLaughlin that it wasn't just a touchdown only, because he is going to have a pivotal role, I think, more as a pass catcher than a rusher in this game. But I look at Javonte Williams, 52.5% opportunity shares, roughly when he's been healthy, getting around 10, 11 carries per game. He's actually been over this number in 3 of 4, but the script, it's going to be very negative in my estimation. So the Broncos may abandon the run, got the McLaughlin factor to take account of. So despite a glorious paper matchup, Javonte Williams hits the under on 38.5 rush yards, minus 132 at Caesars. Lundy.
Fader follow.
Absolutely follow on this one. What he's surrendering right now to McLaughlin is real, and it is going to continue. Yep. So you're going to combine that with a short week, a shitty offensive line, and a negative game script. I mean, this is strike one, strike two, strike three, you're out. I cannot trust Javonte Williams at all this evening. I apologize to all of you that invested even a portion of your auction budget for your fantasy football team to this guy, because you wasted your money, unfortunately. And I like Javonte Williams a lot. I actually wish I could see him, Brad, perform behind an even above average offensive line, because I think the juggernaut name is somewhat appropriate. I mean, he really does run with anger when he's out there, and I think he's got a lot of talent. He's just stuck right now with his feet in molasses on a team that can't help him on the front five.
Usually we crank the Orioles speedwagon and rock out with juggernaut Javonte, but silence, Oriole. I'm taking the under.
Number three.
Numero tres on the Fade 5 countdown today. Let's booty scoot with Patrick Mahomes. Give me the over, 21.5 rush yards, minus 110 at BetMGM. Again, another prop that I grabbed when it opened at minus 115 at BetMGM at 19.5. It has jumped a couple of yards, and I would still smash the over on this. You look at Denver and what they've allowed the quarterback position on the ground. Justin Fields went for 25 yards. And Wilson, Zach Wilson, went for 26 yards against them. Mahomes been over this in 4 of 6 games. He's averaging 4.6 rush attempts per game and 30.8 rush yards per game. I mentioned how disgusting the Denver rush defense is in the EPA rankings. They are the dregs of the keg officially. They are rock bottom. They are dead last in EPA rush D. So Mahomes, I think, will be an opportunistic runner in this game. On his usual, probably 4 to 5 rush attempts, he will scoot his way. He will shuffle those feet to at least 25 rush yards. So should comfortably cash on this over. Lundy, Patty Mahomes, over 21.5 rush yards, minus 110 at BetMGM. Fade or follow.
I like this one, and you brought up a magic number just a second ago in talking about it, and that is 25. Folks, if you're looking to do, you know, maybe you've got a boost, maybe you've got a free bet, something like that, that you want to have some fun with. If you get into the SGP market, for example, on DraftKings, you can snag him at 25 plus, and you're going to get that at plus odds, because obviously it's above what the standard line is for him. So if you're looking to build one, I'm with Brad. I think he gets to 20 easily, and I think he's actually going to eclipse 25 just because, again, we're talking about a bad Broncos team in where things stand. But if you look at what his numbers are, take the over on the 25. I'm looking at it right now. You can get it at even money plus 100. And I mean, hell, Brad, he may do that in terms of, I don't know, 15 or 16 of it on one scramble.
Get down, turn around, go to town, the boot scootin' boogie.
Number two.
Yeah, actually, the one country song I know. Let's go to numero dos here on the Fade 5 countdown. Let's do some more booty scoots, but with the opposing signal caller in this game, and it's Mr. Unlimited, Russell Wilson. Give me the over on 19.5 rush yards. Same lighter juice there, minus 110. Again, at BetMGM, Russell Wilson's kind of turned back the clock a little bit, becoming more of the opportunistic runner. Now, he's always protecting the bod, sliding, so hopefully he will not slide just short of this number, but he has gone over this 2 times in 5 games. He had 56 ground yards against Washington and 49 against the Jets, a guy that's also averaging right around 4 rush attempts per game, 3.6 to be exact. And last season, a pair of contests against KC, he scurried his way to 57 rush yards and 27 rush yards. Kansas City, as I discussed prior in this podcast, number 29 in EPA rush defense, and they are number 4 and pressure rate. They haven't accumulated a lot of sacks, but they definitely dialed up the heat on the pocket. Lundy mentioned the turnstile offensive line. of the Denver Broncos. That plays a positive role in this potentially cashing because Wilson could have some break contained, could get flush out of the pocket situations and take off and call his own number. Trevor Lawrence hit the over on this. Justin Fields hit the over on this against Kansas City. I think Russell Wilson will be the third dude to hit the over on 19 and a half rush yards, -110 at BetMGM. Lundy, fair to follow.
Like this one, and it's another one, folks, that I'll remind you that they've got alt numbers out there for you. So I told you you can get, if you take Mahomes up to 25 or more, it's even money at +100. If you do the same thing with Russ, by the way, if you take Russ to 25, and I always get worried about it because of the fact that he slides, you know, they mark you the moment you start the motion of the slide, so you lose a couple of yards. But if you take Russ up to 25, he's +125. That same total. So if you decide that what you want to do is take the regular number that Brad and I are talking about and bump it up, you can, and both of them are going to be at plus odds.
Oh, man, get seduced by that juice, whether it's on Russell Wilson over 19 and a half or bump it up and make a higher payday on that old threshold that Lundy threw out. I love you, Nate Lundy. I love you when you recommend plus money.
Number one.
All right, numero uno here on the Fade 5 Countdown. I cannot believe this line exists. Honestly, the books have not caught up yet on the role that this wide receiver has for Kansas City, and that's why I'm smashing the over on Justin Watson. 15 and a half yards to the longest catch, -115 juice there at DraftKings. Why am I so high on Watson? I know that Patrick Mahomes spreads the love. His primary target in this offense, obviously, is Travis Kelce. Sky Moore plays the role. Kadarius Toney, MBS. The list goes on and on and on. Rashee Rice has really stepped up his game. But Watson's going to get four or five targets in this game, and I think one is going to be for a long bomb connection because that is the name of his game. Here is the statistical evidence to back it up. Number three in ADOT in the National Football League at 21.9. Number two in yards per catch, second only to Marvin Mims, interestingly, in that category with 21.2. He has gone over this longest catch prop in six times this season and in four games. You look at the Denver Broncos, they're giving up a whopping 9.15 pass yards per attempt. And if he gets any piece of Damari Mathis, he is going to feast, as Mathis has allowed the third most assignment yards this season, a 153.2 passer rating and 83.9 catch percentage as well. And early bonus time! Lundy, if you like this prop, also take the over on Justin Watson receiving yards. That has jumped up to 22.5. I grab it at 20.5. I would play it up to like 29.5. I think it could be at least a 30-yard kind of game. And over half of that yard is going to come on one reception. So to recap, Justin Watson, over 15.5 yards longest catch. My top play on the board on this hashtag Tequila Thursday. -115 at DraftKings. Lundy, can I buy you a shot?
Yes, you can buy me a shot. But it's also because I need it to watch this game.
No, you need bets to watch this game.
Dude, this is my pasty white ass is currently planted in the city of Denver, and I am more likely to be watching hockey tonight than I am to be watching Al and Kirk do the call for this on Amazon. I'm dead serious. I started making jokes about what else was on this evening that people could watch instead of this game. Like, with all due respect to our friends at Amazon, good God, this game is going to be a hot pile of shit.
Yep, indeed it will. So you're backing me on Justin Watson then, is that correct?
Oh, sure, yeah. I'm backing anything that involves the fact that I believe at this point, Brad, roughly 30% of the Broncos locker room has already checked out.
Oh, okay, that's entirely fair.
I mean, they should have gone out last week against the Jets. They should have gone out and bought a lazy boy for Cortland Sutton to sit in because he didn't give a shit last week, if you pay attention. Yeah. He did not care last week. And Jerry Jeudy's not far behind. So unless it's a dude trying to help his value and maybe see if somebody else wants him, nobody on this team right now gives a crap. I cannot believe people are taking the Broncos +10.5. I think you're psycho.
They're obviously drunk because this is a hashtag Tequila Thursday. It makes all the sense in the world, which means that the Broncos are getting waxed. There's got to be some additional action. It's bonus time, whether on Thursday Night Football, whether on the diamond, or in the rink on the ice. Lundy, what are the plays you got on this hashtag Tequila Thursday?
Let me give you a couple more from this game. And then, by the way, folks, we're going to get real creative because I've got a crossboat sport for you that we're going to have some fun. Let me go back to Patrick Mahomes. Give me the over on 12.5 for his longest rush at minus 120 at DraftKings. I already gave you the reasons why when we were talking about it earlier. Another guy, by the way, that I will take on the longest rush, honestly, Brad, is Jaleel McLaughlin. It's the only prop you can find for him right
really?
Now.
Really? What is it?
It's 11.5 yards.
Oh, over and over again.
Take it right now before, because it's hidden. It's in the longest rush category on DraftKings, and it's the only prop I can find on him right now at 11.5. Wow. If you look over the last two games against Chicago, as well as the Jets, against the Bears, he rattled off one for 31, and against the Jets, he rattled one for 38. I think he's going to get the opportunity in this game, and 11.5 is a really low threshold for him to be able to hit. And frankly, you're paying standard juice on this one. So take it. Let me go back and put two together real quick that Brad and I were just talking about. On a same game parlay, if you take the over on Patrick Mahomes, 21.5, and the over on Russell Wilson, 19.5 on rush yards that we were just talking about, that we like the over for both of those guys. In a same game parlay, folks, that is plus 230.
Woo! Put yes,
two together. And by the way, if you add in Kansas City on the money line, you bump it up to plus 276. And I'm telling you right now, any same game parlay you do tonight better at least involve Kansas City on the money line, if not KC minus some sort of alt line. And I know Brad's going to get to that one here in just a second. Folks, hockey is back. And Brad already said it to me on the X last night. When hockey's back, the gifts are back. That's right. And if you're new to the podcast, I'm referring to goal in the first 10. It just means will a team score in the first 10 minutes of a contest? And I've got a two-legger for you tonight. Seattle and Nashville, two of the teams that gave up or scored a gift with high frequency. And I'm talking about over 60% of the time last season. So give me the over for them on the gift. So a yes for them. And give me the yes going back to that Vegas and San Jose game that I talked about. Again, folks, I think the Sharks are going to have the number one pick next summer. Calling it right now. This Sharks team is not very good. If you take a gift in both of those games, the Kraken and the Preds, the Golden Knights and the Sharks, that is a plus 160 over at DraftKings. Another plus odds that I like. Give me the over on 2.5 passing touchdowns for Patrick Mahomes. It's plus 135 at either DraftKings or BetMGM. I don't care which one. I know how susceptible the Broncos are on the ground game, but when you look at somebody like Mahomes and what he has done consistently, in terms of passing touchdowns, especially wanting to rub the little brother of the AFC West's nose in it, I like those odds at the plus 135. I will get seduced by that. Now, a couple of cross sports for you real quick. Give me Isaiah Pacheco for a touchdown and the Vegas Golden Knights on the money line. Not the puck line that I gave you before, but just the money line. Plus 148 at Caesars. It's a great way to take somebody that's got minus odds for an anytime touchdown and turn it into positive money. Stop having tunnel vision, folks, and thinking that your parlays need to only be from one sport. If there's something you like in another sport, and we got NBA coming up here in 2 weeks, take advantage of it because it'll bump your numbers up. So give me that one. I've got more, but I've got one more that I want to give you for Major League Baseball, all right? Because otherwise I got to shut up because Brad's got a TV show to do here in a minute. Here's what we're doing. Give me Spencer Strider and Ranger Suarez to each have a walk in the game. So each of them to give up one base on balls. Give me Spencer Strider to give up three hits. The reason I'm taking that three hits mark for him is because I think he's going to be in this game for a while. The more innings he's got, he may not give up a ton of earned runs against the Phillies this evening, but I do think he's going to be out there, which means he's going to give up a couple of base knocks. It's just going to happen. So three hits for Strider and then one hit for Ronald Acuna Jr. All right.
Ooh, yeah.
Acuna for a hit, Strider and Suarez each to give up at least a walk and Strider to give up three hits. That is plus 150 on a same game parlay over at DraftKings. And then there's a whole bunch of other crap that I'm going to add up to the spreadsheet. So if you're not following me on the X on Twitter at Nate Lundy, you are missing out. As folks pointed out, I've been posting the videos every day of the featured bets. We are 4-0 in hockey. I told you the spreadsheet is 7-2 to start off the season. Last year, folks, and I'm going to pull a muscle, patting myself on the back. Last year, folks, in hockey, from the start of the season to the end of the Stanley Cup final, we were up 57 units last season in hockey. I know I talk hockey a lot, and Brad won't do it a lot because he can't pronounce the names. He's also worried that he's going to get checked into the boards. He's a fragile guy. But we ride the roller coaster. Not every night is going to be great, but I love hockey. I love betting on it. Make sure you're following me on the spreadsheet. I yield the floor to the gentleman from Illinois.
Yeah, my head's going to bleed like Wayne Gretzky in NHL 95. So I'm with you on that one. But yeah, follow Lundy for all of his puck box selections. And I got some additional action tonight as well on Thursday Night Football. It's Team Huevos Parlay play time. On the old line, give me Kansas City -6.5. All they got to do is win by 7 or more, which they should do with relative ease. Give me Kansas City to score at least 23 points. Again, a team with as prolific of an offense that they have, they are number 4 in the National Football League in EPA per play offense and have gone over this in 3 straight games. They should score at least 23 against the pathetic Broncos. Give me Pacheco, 60 or more rush yards. Again, Denver, next to last in EPA rush defense, are coming up over 6 yards per carry. Pacheco's going off tonight. And give me Russell Wilson. Maybe it's in garbage time and he's going to come out smell like a rose on this. I just need one passing touchdown. He's done it in all 5 games this season. That is the one positive takeaway from this franchise. And when they're somewhat motivated, Russell Wilson's actually playing pretty well this season in this Sean Payton offense. So Kansas City -6.5, Kansas City 23 or more yards, Isaiah Pacheco 60 or more rush yards, and R-Dubs Russell Wilson to throw just one passing touchdown, plus 188 at BetMGM. Oh, but wait, there's more. I got another parlay ploy for you here, Lundy. I did not outline this on a lower third image, so you're going to have to follow along with my voice. Kansas City money line. Give me Russell Wilson to have at least 30 pass attempts and Patrick Mahomes 2 or more passing touchdowns. So again, KC money line, Wilson 30 more pass attempts, Mahomes 2 more passing touchdowns, plus 110. Put that together at BetMGM. By the way, Russell Wilson averaging 32.6 pass attempts per game. He has gone over 30 in all 5 contests this year, and he's going to be playing from behind. Surely in this game, unless the stadium gets hit by an asteroid there in KC. And then you look at Mahomes, he's thrown for at least a couple of touchdowns in a game in 4 of 5 contests. Though, interestingly, number 24 red zone completion percentage this season. They're not really been efficient in that side of the field, but he will chuck a couple of TD passes in this game. Elsewhere, if you want to go down and dirty on something really simple with no player prop action, give me Kansas City -9.5 on an alt line, and I'm going to take the total down to 39.5 and slam the over. You hit that, it's plus 115. Again, at BetMGM. Denver's going to score points. They're not going to be shut out in this game. Again, number 12 in EPA per play offense. They can certainly get it done. Kansas is going to score at least 23, in my opinion. And Kansas City should win this sucker by double digits. Yes. The back door is cracked. But they're not going to, Denver's not going to be kicking it in. They're going to have that back door slam in their face.
Kansas City has beaten Denver 15 straight, and they are 10-5 against the spread in those 15. When the last time the Broncos beat the Chiefs, Mahomes was at Texas Tech.
Yep, there you go.
Good God. Folks, the Broncos suck against the Chiefs. And there's people going, oh, you know, they can cover 10.5. Bullshit. No, they can't. I'm telling you, they are going to get boat raced tonight, and all of the Swifties are going to be dancing in the streets, okay? It's just, it's what it is, okay? This team blows, y'all. And the worst part of it is, if you look at the advanced metrics, it's exactly what Brad just said. Russell Wilson is actually playing well. He is.
Yeah.
He had one stupid fumble on the drive when they were going to try to tie it last week against the Jets. But other than that, he's playing well. He's grading out well in almost every category. He's just, unfortunately, standing behind an offensive line that might not be able to start for Cherry Creek High School here in Denver. That's all. That's all.
Yeah.
That's all. Look at where my voice is right now. I sound like Karen from Will and Grace. I'm so pissed.
Yeah, Lundy's got, he gets on these soapboxes because he hates the Broncos and the product they're trotting out right now. And here's another reason why they suck. They're not going to stop Rashee Rice tonight. I say he gets an any time touchdown. You can grab that right now at DraftKings at +190. Five of the 24 targets that Rice has seen this season have come inside the red zone. He's got a pair of touchdowns. He's really carving out a role near the goal line. So one of those, maybe two, three touchdown chucks from Patrick Mahomes' hands will go to the rookie in Rashee Rice at +190. I'm out of time. I got to hurry my heck up here and get dressed and mic up because I got a television show to do. So we are out of time here on the Feed at 5 podcast. Do us a favor. Drop us a rating and a review if you enjoy this program. Also, follow us on the X/Twitter. X going to give it to you. At Nate Lundy. All of his free spreadsheet picks. All the bonus action he's got on that tonight. Check him out. And all my plays there as well. At Noisy Huevos. For the high-pitched voiced Nathaniel Lundy, I'm Brad Evans. Until next time, as always, feed or follow. That is up to you. The Broncos stink.